Hello, this is Father Mike Walker of Father Mike's Podcast, Father Mike's Bible Study Podcast, and the Catholic Combine, the pastor of St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Beaverton, Oregon. If you would like more information about the parish or the podcast, please feel free to email me at frmikewalker@gmail.com. And now, today's podcast.
Well, quite a few years ago, I was with a friend of mine, and he was from Kansas City, and so we went to Kansas City, what he calls the Promised Land. I call the Promised Land Southern Oregon, but anyway, there's a little conversation going on there. Well, we're in Kansas City, and there's this place which is the World War I Memorial, and anyway, in there, there's also this big, huge tower that goes up, and there's this flame that's always burning, which is in a separate place. So it's an Art Deco elevator that takes you to the top, and when you get to the top of the tower, you can go out, and the railing's only to here, and it's kind of creepy when you're looking out, and it seems like it'd be so easy to fall. I heard they put a rail around it lately, which is good, but anyway, it was kind of a nice exhibit, and they had a lot of different teachings and things on that. Well, while we were down, and people were looking up at the tower, I was asking my friend, I said, why does everyone look like they're in a daze? He says, what do you mean? And I said, they're all just kind of like staring up at into the clouds. It's like they don't know what's going on. And he goes, oh, you mean like this? And I'm like, yeah, that's it. And he goes, yeah. He said, when I was a kid, my uncle used to do that. He would open his mouth when he looked up, and I told myself, I'm never going to do that when I get older. You know, that certain look. Well, anyway, that crosses my mind when I read that first reading that we had from Acts of the Apostles, because Jesus, he ascends up into heaven. Now, Jesus, he was with his disciples for 40 days. He was teaching them. It was post-resurrection. He was with them. But now is the time for him to go and be at the right hand of the Father and to assume the fullness of his glory. And so he's being surrounded by a cloud, and the cloud, of course, is a sign of divinity, and also his being ascending to heaven. And as all this is going on, the disciples, you just see them, they're just standing there watching, and you just kind of get the impression that they're just kind of in a daze, they don't know what to do. And then finally you get the two angels that talk to him, and the two angels that are talking to the apostles, they say, men of Galilee, why are you standing there and looking up into the clouds? You know, and so it sounds like there's another plan that God has for them. Now we know what the other plan that God has for them. God's plan for them, the apostles, is not just to stand there looking up into the clouds. Their plan is to pray, first of all, because the Holy Spirit will be coming soon. And then after it, they will be put to work. We heard that in the gospel. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, teaching them all that I have commanded you, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and know that I'm with you always until the end of the age. So the disciples have a real commission and a plan that God has ordained, and the plan is not for them just to stand there staring up into the clouds. Now, to a large degree, I say the same applies to us, that God has a plan for all of us in those two specific areas. One is to pray, and the other is to be sent out, like we see in the gospel. And it's a consequence, actually, of the ascension and the sending of the Spirit that we'll have next week. Now, this week, the Archbishop wrote a pastoral letter, and he's calling for renewal, and he's calling for renewal in the diocese. And for those of you who are my age or older, you probably have seen several times where the church calls us to renewal. It is part of the Christian life that we have to constantly be renewed. Well, the Archbishop is asking for renewal, and he's starting off with the prayer part of it. And so in a few weeks, we're going to have these prayer cards. We're going to have a consecration to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and then there's going to be procession on Corpus Christi. And it's part of this idea to kind of get us all praying as a church and having a little unity as we do that. And then also part of it is the corporal works of mercy that he wants us all to be a part of. And so anyway, we had a staff meeting where the pastoral staff got together, and we were looking forward to next year, and we were considering the call to renewal. And we said, well, how do we as a parish, how are we going to be renewed besides what the Archbishop has begun? Like, what is it that we want to be focused on? And it was really apparent that our pastoral plan coincides very well with the desire of the Archbishop for renewal. And the different areas that we have for renewal in our parish plan, our pastoral plan, is part of that. So the first would be the liturgy, and that would be primarily the Mass, but also there are other liturgies that we have. And it's just making sure we're doing what we need to do, that we've got a good participation from the laity as well as from the priests and the deacons and the choir and everyone, that there's that active participation in the liturgy, that we are doing it well and we're doing it properly, you know, so that's part of it. Also is the education, and not just children's education, but education for parents. And so what we started in the last couple years, where we have classes to try to help form the parents in their faith as well as the kids, we want the whole parish as well to know who and what we are all about as Catholics and what it is to be an active practicing Christian and Catholic in today's world, you know, so the educational component. We have stewardship, which is just making sure that we all understand that we have a share in the church and its activity and its ministry, and it's trying to have a good stewardship mentality, not just for the laity, but for everyone in the parish. And then also the last part is just the outreach, making sure that we are, you know, going and doing what the Lord calls us to do, not just in the church, but out in the world, you know. So all those areas in our parish pastoral plan fit in very nicely with what the Archbishop was asking. Now, it doesn't make a lot of sense for us to do any of that as an archdiocese and as a parish if we don't have personal renewal. And this was something else we were talking about in our meeting, and something that's kind of been setting heavy on my heart as well, because I've been spending a little time reading Paul's epistles, and you can see that just the desire that he has, not only that people intellectually understand things, but there's this personal renewal that they have. And that personal renewal is something that's kind of built into his letters that he wrote. We heard a part of that actually in Ephesians in the first chapter, where St. Paul is talking about Jesus when he ascends and goes to his power at the right hand of the Father. That's in chapter 1. I kind of wish we could read more, because in chapter 2, he says, just as Jesus is raised up and goes and is seated at the right hand of the Father, we also are lifted up and we are seated there with him. See, for St. Paul, he recognizes that what Jesus does, he does for our sake. And there's a purpose in it. And the purpose is that we have the inspiration of the Spirit dwelling within us, so that our faith is not something that's imposed upon us from the outside, but it's something that comes alive from the inside. It's our heart that is open and our mind that is open and the Spirit that dwells in us and compels us or inspires us to live the Christian life. And when we have that Spirit living within us and through us, it helps us to understand that the joy and the love that we have of our God is just naturally lived out in a way where it's not like a duty or something we're compelled to do, but it's something we love to do because of the love that we have for our God and the love that we have for what he teaches us. So St. Paul is really, really big on that. In a certain way, in Colossians, he was talking about this, and he was saying that we need to ascend our minds and to the things of heaven so that we're not ruled by the things of this world. And I think that's a good way to put it as well. That it is true that we have a lot around us that wants to drag us down and wants to burden us and bury us. We have a lot around us that wants to kind of lead us into a life of debauchery or decadence. And God has other plans for us. He wants us to live in a way where we have that true freedom and that true joy and the fruits of the Spirit that are helping us to not only survive but to truly live. This is what the God of the universe calls us to. And so just as we see that that renewal that the Archbishop wants, the renewal that we're looking at is a parish to kind of coincide with that. We also recognize that we all need renewal, and we constantly need renewal. And the good news is that our God has given us the ability for that to happen. And it starts with our living the Christian life, but it's accepting the good things of our Lord, allowing the Spirit to dwell within us, and then live through us. And so as we continue in the next few weeks, when some of these things get put into practice, hopefully we can take an interior look and say, okay, Lord, you know, I do want to love what you love. I want to be able to live as you have created me to live. And please give me the gifts I need so that I can do that, so that my faith is not something that is compelled or imposed from outside, but it's something that is initiated from your Spirit living within me and helps me to be able to live the joy, the peace, and the love of the gospel that you have given as such a great gift. So anyway, maybe that can be our prayer as we look forward to the next few weeks when we will begin that. So there will be the Feast of the Sacred Heart, which is June 12th, but it's going to be May 30th where we start a novena, and we'll have prayer cards available for everyone, plus we'll have that on the website. And then it'll finish by it'll be on Corpus Christi, the Body and Blood of Christ, where there'll be a big procession in Portland. But whether or not you go to the procession, we still will be participating in that, in our prayer and in our action.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. May God bless you and be with you as you live out your faith and serve the Lord this week.